I stand before you this morning as a victim of divine irony. I also stand before you as a beneficiary of that same divine irony. In its deepest and truest sense, Lent is a season of discernment and preparation, 40 days to become clearer about and closer to God's desires for our life. Some years, Lent comes early. Some, it comes late. What remains constant always is its length and its purpose, detaching us from old ways, old habits, old assumptions, and readying us for God's gift of wondrous new life. By the calendar, Lent began this year a week and a half ago, on February 18th. But I would suggest, even argue, that it really began much earlier than that for us this year. In fact, it began back in mid-January, when we were told that we needed, as a congregation, to make a critical decision about our future by the end of February. To choose a path for ourselves, fast track, slow track, side track, the path that we believe represents God's desire for us. Today, we reach the end of that discernment time and come to a decision-making time. Oddly enough, from the time the plan and its options were first introduced to the churches until today is almost exactly 40 days. In other words, today marks the end of one kind of Lenten journey. Over the course of the past 6 weeks or so, I have been largely a very interested and curious bystander, believing that the discussion and the decision were up to you, and that I would accept your decision no matter what, and that I would continue as your pastor regardless of the outcome. Little did I know that God was laughing at me the whole time. Especially when I preach sermons about how you cannot be part of a transformation process without being transformed yourself. Of course, I wanted to believe that I was immune to and above all of that, and that my life would go on largely unchanged. Can you hear? Can you hear God laughing at me? Though I did not understand it at the time, my own Lenten journey, my own journey of discernment and transformation began before yours did. It began somewhere between Christmas and New Year's when I became so frustrated and fed up with the inaction and indirection of the citywide church group that I was ready to throw my hands up and walk away willy-nilly. Count 40 days from that period of time, and you come to early February, where, to my great surprise, it became clear that it was time for a new path in my own life. What's important for us to note at this point is that God has been preparing both of us, all of us, for something new and different, something that flies in the face of our natural instincts, something that requires letting go of old habits, old ways, old patterns, old assumptions, in order to make room for the new thing God has in mind, even if we can't see or fathom it. What that means from a spiritual point of view is that my decision to retire and your decision that you will make in just a few moments as a congregation to choose a pathway into the future are all part of one bigger picture that rests in the hands of God. Like Peter, our natural instinct is to resist change, resist suffering, resist the death of the familiar, to shout, "No, never," as Peter did. But Jesus says to us, as he said to Peter, that the way forward, the way to new life for you and for me is found in denying ourselves, in setting aside our own egos and agendas, in taking up our cross, in embracing the unfamiliar, the uncomfortable, the unpleasant, the unpopular, in discovering and rediscovering, learning and learning again and again that clinging fiercely, reflexively, protectively, selfishly to what we know just right now is not the way to life, but to death. And that death itself is not the end, but a doorway to new life. That it's no longer about what I want to do, but about what I need to do. Not for my own sake, but for the sake of the gospel and others. In my newsletter article last month, I spoke of Lent as a, quote, bright sadness. A season that invites us into the mysteries of suffering and sorrow, as well as the glory that lies beyond. Today is a day of bright sadness, a day to freely acknowledge, embrace, not run away from any sadness or dismay we may feel, but also a day to move strongly toward the glad and bright light that God offers always in Jesus. P.S. number one. If you and I have in fact been undergoing an early Lent, then an early Lent usually means an early Easter. P.S. number two. Like Abram, sometimes all we can do is to throw ourselves on the ground and snicker at the ludicrousness of God and God's timing. May it be so. May it be so. Amen.